Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Jai. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, the 46th branch of the tree, was one of the most dear servants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left all his material possessions to surrender completely unto the Lord and live at his lotus feet. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was most probably born in the year 1416 Shakabda in a Kayastha family as the son of Govardhan Majumdar, who was the younger brother of the then Zamindar Hiranya Majumdar. The village where he took birth is known as Sri Krishnapura. On the railway line between Calcutta and Burdwan is a station named Trishabhagha, and about 1.5 miles away is the village of Sri Krishnapura, where the parental home of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was situated. A temple of Sri Sri Radha Govind is still there. In front of the temple is a large open area, but no large hall for meetings. However, a rich Calcutta gentleman named Haricharan Ghosh, who resided in the Shimla quarter, recently repaired the temple. The entire temple compound is surrounded by walls, and in a small room just to the side of the temple is a small platform on which Raghunath Das Goswami used to worship the deity. By the side of the temple is the dying river Saraswati. The forefathers of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami were all Vaishnavas and were very rich men. His spiritual master at home was Yadunandan Acharya. Although Raghunath Das was a family man, he had no attachment for his estate and wife. Seeing his tendency to leave home, his father and uncle engaged special bodyguards to watch over him, but nevertheless he managed to escape their vigilance and went away to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This incident took place in the year 1439 Shakabda. Raghunath Das Goswami compiled 3 books named Stavamala or Stavavali, Dana Charita and Mukta Charita. He lived for a long duration of life. For most of his life, he resided at Radhakund. The place where Raghunath Das Goswami performed his devotional service still exists by Radhakund. He almost completely gave up eating, and therefore he was very skinny and of weak health. His only concern was to chant the holy name of the Lord. He gradually reduced his sleeping until he was almost not sleeping at all. It is said that his eyes were always full of tears. When Srinivas Acharya went to see Raghunath Das Goswami, the Goswami blessed him by embracing him. Srinivas Acharya requested his blessings for preaching in Bengal, and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami granted them. In the Gaur Ganodesh Deepika 186, it is stated that Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was formerly the gopi named Rasa Manjari. Sometimes it is said that he was Rati Manjari. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగరజాతాం సగణారఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరీజనాసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సగణాలలితా శ్రీవిశాఖాన్వితాంశ హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావినాభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ. So in this particular verse, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is glorifying Raghunath Das Goswami. In this particular chapter, he is describing the different branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. And Kaviraj Goswami, he actually dedicates many verses, nearly 10 verses, in glorifying Raghunath Das Goswami. So it is actually very essential for devotees to hear about great Vaishnava Acharyas and also about great devotees of the Lord. It does three things. One is, it gives us a lot of inspiration. We hear in the scriptures description of great devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj. But many times we think, you know, these devotees, they were in different yuga. Many of them were in Satya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga. But when we hear about such great acharyas who didn't live so long ago, just 500 years back, or even if when we hear about devotees who are contemporary to us, it gives us a lot of inspiration and faith that if we follow the process of Krishna consciousness, will be able to attain the ultimate goal. The other thing is, when we hear about our glorious acharyas, all of them, all of the six Goswamis, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Haridas Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, all these devotees, they were so exalted. When we hear about them, how they lived their life, it actually wakes us up that what am I doing in my own spiritual life, you know. These devotees were so exalted especially like we'll see Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so renounced that he would hardly sleep, hardly eat. And so that when we hear about such great acharyas, it really, you know, jolts us that what are we doing in our spiritual life? Where am I on my journey towards Krishna? How much effort I'm making really to chant from my heart, to call out Krishna from my heart? When will that day happen, you know? When will that day come when I will be able to chant in the same mood, following in the footsteps of these acharyas? And when we hear about these wonderful, you know, super human feats, what they did, and also about devotees who established Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, and Srila Prabhupada, when we hear about them, it, you know, melts our heart, and we want to take up our japa beads and really, really call out in humility, and it drives away all the pride. Because as compared to their bhajan, what is our bhajan, you know? Our bhajan is, well, japa, we are thinking of so many other things. And when we read, like, how they were absorbed in their chanting, that they, I mean, even forgot to eat, what kind of devotional service they were doing. So it inspires us to call out, to go deeper in our own spiritual practices. Second thing, what it does is, when we think about such Vaishnava acharyas, is it immediately purifies the mind and heart. If sometimes you're disturbed by some bad thoughts, then if you think about any devotee whom you hold in higher estimation, it could be your own spiritual master, or it could be some other devotee who inspires you in life, as soon as you remember that devotee, you know, your heart becomes, your mind becomes calm, and your heart becomes purified. So it is very, very important to hear about, think about all these great Vaishnavas. And the third thing which we gain is by hearing about this Vaishnava acharyas, is how to apply the teachings of the scriptures within our own lives. Because they practically demonstrate, their lives practically demonstrate the detail of how we should conduct, how we should follow the instructions of scriptures in our day-to-day life. That's why, like, it's so nice to hear remembrance of Srila Prabhupada from his disciples. Because then we understand, like, how Srila Prabhupada, he applied the essence of the scriptures in different time and circumstances. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is considered as our Prayojan Acharya. Srila Sanatan Goswami is considered as the Sambandha Acharya, one who taught us, like, us about the relationship we have with Krishna, how we should worship Radha Madan Mohan, so that he can take away, he can steal our consciousness, which is presently stolen by Maya, and he can steal our consciousness and make us attached to his lotus feet. Srila Rupa Goswami, he is our Abhideya Acharya. He's taught us, like, how we should worship Srila Sri Sri Radha Govind, and how we can develop spontaneous attraction for Krishna. And Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he is our Prayojan Acharya, who taught by his example that what is the transcendental consciousness in which one should worship Krishna. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he particularly mentions in one of his writings, which is called Vilap Kusumanjali, that his the highest thing is to become the servant of Srimati Radharani. In that particular series of prayer, he prays to Srimati Radharani that, O Radharani, without your mercy, what is the use of living in Vraja? What is even use of Krishna? He says to that extent that, I mean, for him, even Krishna doesn't have use if he can't get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. So there are very, very powerful lessons which we can learn from the life of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born in 1494 and he entered Nitya Lila in 1586. So he lived for 92 years. Out of that 16 years, he lived in Jagannath Puri as servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he spent 40 years in Vrajdham near Radhakund. So the first principle we can, the first powerful lesson which Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he taught us, is like his determination, his great, great determination to get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, he was born in a very, very wealthy family. His father was Govardhan Majumdar and his uncle was Hiranya Majumdar. They were very, very big zamindars. Zamindars were, you know, they were like small kings. They were basically given in charge of a large tract of land, and they would collect taxes. So they would collect whatever taxes they collected, 3/4 portion they would give to the king, and 1/4 portion they kept themselves. So Hiranya Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar, they were collecting 2 million gold coins in taxes in a year. Out of that, they were supposed to give 1,500,000 to the king and 500,000 gold coins they would keep themselves. So you can imagine, an income of 500,000 of gold coins is, I mean, they were billionaires by today's standards. We can't imagine their opulence. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he was, from his childhood, he was totally, totally detached from all the opulence which surrounded him. As is mentioned by Srila Prabhupada here in the purport, that Yadunandan Acharya, who was a disciple of Srila Advait Acharya, he was the spiritual master of the Majumdars, and also he was also the priest. And when Raghunath Das Goswami, when Raghunath Das Goswami was very, very young, at that time, Balram Acharya, who also used to guide the Majumdars, he took Raghunath Das Goswami to Srila Haridas Thakur. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very, very inspired by the chanting and by the renunciation of Haridas Thakur. So he was totally detached from his very, very childhood. And when Mahaprabhu, he took sannyas and he went to he took sannyas in Katwa, and then he, by Nityanand Prabhu's transcendental trick, he was brought to Shantipur. Raghunath Das Goswami, he wanted to go and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, his parents were very, very afraid that he's already renounced, and if he comes in the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we don't know what will happen. So they were reluctant to let him go. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Shri Radha Gokulanand Bhagwan ki jai, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Bhaktanman ki jai, Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he ran away to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stayed there in Shantipur for 10 days trying to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, I mean, his constant meditation was like, how, you know, I can get out of this bondage of this princely life. If we analyze, people, they take to spiritual life for different reasons. One is, like, they might be frustrated with material life, so then they take to spiritual life. Or if the material life is not conducive to spiritual life, then they give up everything and take to spiritual life. But in case of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, his parents were also devotees. His, uncle and father, they were also devotees. And if he wanted, he could use the opulence he had also in service of Krishna, which he did when he served Nityanand Prabhu. But he wanted to dedicate his life entirely without any hindrance in the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the while he was burning in this, after meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was thinking, how I can get out of this. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later on, again, on the plea of going to Vrindavan, he went to Bengal, and then he delivered Roop and Sanatan Goswami, and he came back to Shantipur. Raghunath Das Goswami, he went and met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again. And he begged for his blessings, that please, O Lord, please help me and give me shelter. At that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave him the instruction that don't practice Murkat Vairagya. You stay in your position, and externally you behave as if you are very, very attached, and internally you should be very, very detached. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he went back and he acted as if he was like a pound shilling person, and internally he was very, very detached. His parents had married, seeing his detachment, they had him married to a very, very beautiful girl who was like a apsara. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was not at all attached to her. So for 1 year, Raghunath Das Goswami, he acted as if, he's very, very attached, and he's, so that his parents, they thought that he's back to normal now. And One time, Chaudhary, a Turkish Chaudhary, he became envious of his uncle and father. And he reported to the Nawab that they were like not paying the king the exact amount of taxes, because he was they were collecting like 2 million gold coins, and they were supposed to keep only 1/4, but they were keeping something more than that, and they were giving to the Nawab about 1.2 million gold coins. So he said that they are keeping an additional 300,000 gold coins with themselves. So then this Turkish Nawab, he came with soldiers to place of Raghunath Das Goswami. But his uncle was out, and his father was also not there. So they arrested Raghunath Das Goswami. And this Turkish Chaudhary, he wanted to, you know, severely punish Raghunath Das Goswami. So he would, you know, he would chastise him verbally. But as soon as he would see face of Raghunath Das Goswami, his heart would melt, and he couldn't, you know, he wanted to actually physically torture him. But as soon as he would see his face, his heart would melt. And Raghunath Das Goswami, then he spoke in very, very sweet words with this Turkish Chaudhary. He said, like, you know, my father and uncle, they're like your brothers. Sometimes brothers, they fight, you know, over some things. Sometimes they share some things. Sometimes they fight over things. But like I'm their son, you're also their brother, and I'm like your son as well. So you should, you know, forget this fighting, and we should, you should speak to them and resolve it. So by the sweet words of Raghunath Das Goswami, the heart of this Turkish Chaudhary, it melted completely, and his tears started gliding down his beard. We find similar thing like when Sanatan Goswami, he had been arrested and put in jail. He glorified the jailkeeper in the same way. Raghunath Das Goswami also told this Turkish Chaudhary that you're a living saint. You're so well versed in your scriptures, you know. So you should forgive me. And similarly, Sanatan Goswami had told the jailkeeper the same way, that, you know, you're such a so learned in Quran. If you release me from this jail, I'll go to Makkah and I'll also pray for you. So Srila Prabhupada, he mentions that devotees, sometimes they cheat for a higher purpose. In first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes like how Vidura, he took Dhritarashtra away from the palace, and in the process he cheated Sanjay. He didn't tell them that where they were going. So similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami also tricked this Turkish Chaudhary, and Sanatan Goswami also tricked the jailkeeper to get out of the jail. And Srila Prabhupada also says that he also tricked his family to get out of the bondage of family life, so that he could spread the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu everywhere. But after some time, so then this Turkish Chaudhary, he met with his uncle and father, and the matter was amicably solved. But then Raghunath Das Goswami, he was feeling great separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wanted to get out of this. So one night, he ran away from his home. But then his father found him and he brought him back. And also what his father did was, like, he put 10 guards around him so that he couldn't run away. Or whenever he tried to run away, they would, you know, catch him. You can understand, like, how determined he must have been to get out of. I mean, you don't need like 10 people to guard one person. He must be really, you know, clever. And for a thief, you may think, you know, you have a heavily guarded prisons. So you can imagine how determined Raghunath Das Goswami, how clever he was, that he was looking always for opportunity where he could escape. After some time, I mean, this thing became a practically a daily affair, that he would run away and the guards would bring him back. And the second very important principle which Raghunath Das Goswami taught is, like, without getting the mercy of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, we can't get the lotus feet. We can't attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So after some time, in Panihati, which was nearby, Raghunath Das Goswami, he went there, and Nityanand Prabhu was there in that area with his associates. So Nityanand Prabhu, he was sitting on a raised platform, and Raghunath Das Goswami, feeling himself very, very sinful and contaminated, he offered his obeisances to Sri Nityanand Prabhu from a great distance. Then the associates of Nityanand Prabhu, they told that, you know, that is Raghunath Das. He is offering you obeisances from a distance. So then Nityanand Prabhu, he called for Raghunath Das Goswami. And he told Raghunath Das Goswami that you are like a thief, you know. You want the mercy from a distance, why you are not coming near? I will punish you today. And what was the punishment he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami? To feed all the devotees with the chida and dahi. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he got large quantities of chipped rice. They were soaked in milk. And then they were served in two different pots to the devotees. One pot with chipped rice mixed with condensed milk, and one pot with yogurt. And soon lot of brahmanas and other people from that area came, and Raghunath Das Goswami, he fed all of them. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he mentions that it was like a huge festival. There was no place to sit. People were standing in Ganga and honoring that prasad. And Sri Nityanand Prabhu, he also, by his meditation, he called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear there. And he fed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally with his own hands from the pots. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also fed Nityanand Prabhu from the pots. So after this pastime, Raghunath Das Goswami, he got the remnants of Nityanand Prabhu. And after returning, and Nityanand Prabhu gave his blessings, and he told Raghunath Das Goswami that soon you will be relieved from this bondage, and you will become servant of Swarup Damodar Goswami and serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri Dham. So after returning from Panihati, Raghunath Das Goswami, he became even more detached, and he wouldn't even sleep within the house. He would sleep in our outer courtyard in the Durga Mandapa, where there was like a where they would worship the deities. So one night, just before morning, Yadunandan Acharya, he came, and he Raghunath Das Goswami paid his obeisances to Yadunandan Acharya, and Yadunandan Acharya, he said that, I need your help, because one of the my disciples who was doing these services as priest, he has stopped that service. I want you to convince him that I want you to convince him to resume his services. And Yadunandan Acharya, he used to live on the east side of Raghunath Das Goswami's home. So as they were walking towards Yadunandan, to this disciple's place, Raghunath Das Goswami told Yadunandan Acharya that, I'll sort out the matter, you please take rest. And then Yadunandan Acharya went away, and Raghunath Das Goswami saw that this is a good opportunity, because all the guards, they were sleeping, and Yadunandan Acharya, he went to his home. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he immediately, he left, and he walked like 30 miles that day, constantly walking and without resting. And he took like an alternative path to Jagannath Puri. His parents thought that he might have gone with the other devotees who go to Bengal for the Rath Yatra with Shivananda Sen. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he took a alternative path. He went south and then he went east, and through not the common roads. So he was so determined, to go to Shri, and see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is mentioned in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that it took him 12 days to reach Jagannath Puri, and out of those 12 days, he just ate on 3 days. So one day he got some milk, and other days he just got, you know, some fried peas. And by the time he reached Jagannath Puri, he was in a very, very, you know, bad physical condition. And he straight away went to Gambhira, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And Srila Mukunda, he took him to the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately embraced Raghunath Das Goswami. And he told Raghunath Das Goswami that, today you have been relieved by mercy of Krishna from the bondage of material life. But Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, he replied that, I don't know Krishna. I know that it's by your mercy that I have been relieved from this bondage. So we see, like, first thing, Raghunath Das Goswami, how determined he was. Even though he was surrounded by opulence, by the opulence of Indra and a wife which was like a heavenly damsel, still he was so determined. And he walked like 12 days, practically not eating, sleeping very little, just the thought of surrendering to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that kept him alive. And Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation was something which was very, very amazing. So after he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who is none other than Lalita Sakhi. So for 4 or 5 days, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was getting the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. But then he thought, like, every day, you know, I'm getting this palatable dishes, which is like opulent prasad of Jagannathji. So he stopped eating there and he started begging in front of Simhadwar, gate of Jagannath Puri temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Swarup Damodar Goswami that why he is not taking remnants. And when he was told that, you know, Raghunath Das Goswami is begging, then that pleased Mahaprabhu a lot. Srila Kaviraj Goswami, he specifically mentions that Mahaprabhur Bhakta Ganer Vairagya Pradhan, that renunciation is something which sustains the lives of devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu is very, very pleased seeing the renunciation of his followers. Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation progressively increased. He stopped even begging at Simhadwar. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, like, how, what is he, where is he eating nowadays? So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said that he's just going, he was thinking, like, begging in front of the temple is like something, you know, I'm thinking like a prostitute, that what this person gave me something yesterday, what will he give me today? So I'm always thinking, this person is coming, what will he give me? Instead of thinking about Krishna, I'm only thinking, you know, what this person will give, or why this person didn't give me anything. So he stopped begging at the Simhadwar as well. He would just go to the places where they would, you know, distribute some scraps of Jagannath Prasad. So he started eating that. And that, when Mahaprabhu heard about it, that pleased him even more. And Raghunath Das Goswami, I mean, before he started doing all this, he approached Swarup Damodar Goswami and he asked, you know, I don't know what is the purpose of renunciation. So I have renounced everything, but I don't know what is the purpose of renunciation. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he took Raghunath Das Goswami to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave the famous instruction that gramya katha na shunibe, gramya varta na kahibe. That a person, and it is equally applicable for all of us, that never hear gossip like the gossip of village people, and also never indulge in that. Bhalana khaibe, bhalana paribe. So don't eat very opulent things and don't wear very opulent clothing. Amanina mana dena, and always offer respects to everybody else without expectation of any respect in return, and constantly chant the holy name. Now, after some time, Raghunath Das Goswami, his renunciation was so exemplary that he even stopped eating, taking prasad from these free food, where they serve, you know, this free food. He would go to the garbage dumps where the Jagannath prasad, which had become stale, which was thrown there. So the shops, they would sell Jagannath prasad when it became stale. There was a particular garbage dump where the Prasad was thrown. And the cows, they would eat some of that prasad. Raghunath Das Goswami, specifically, he would take those grains which were not even, which were even rejected by the cows. He would collect those grains and then wash them with sea water and then take the inner portion of those grains. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw his renunciation, he was extremely pleased. And at that time, he gave Raghunath Das Goswami two of his very, very prized possessions. One was a Gunjamala and one was a Govardhan Shila. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this Govardhan Shila given to him by one person called Shankarananda Saraswati. And it was a small Shila which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would many times touch to his eyes, to his head, to his heart, and which was bathed by his tears constantly. And this Gunja Mala, which is like a mala of conch shells, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wear that around his neck. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami that he gave these two possessions to him. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami, he would continuously assist Swarup Damodar Goswami in his services to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they left this planet, they disappeared from this planet, Raghunath Das Goswami, he was plunged in an ocean of grief. So he decided that he would go to Vrindavan and he would take permission from Rup and Sanatan Goswamis and then commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he went to Vrindavan Dham and he met Rup and Sanatan Goswamis who were serving in separation, and he sought their blessings to commit suicide by jumping from Govardhan Hill. And Rup and Sanatan convinced him that, I mean, this is not the right thing to do, because the body, it is a property of the Guru. So you have no right to destroy it in this way. You have served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so intimately. You can please narrate to us, to all the devotees here, the intimate the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath Das Goswami, as Srila Prabhupada mentions here, he had such a, his daily sadhana was so strict. It was like the lines in stone. So his daily sadhana was like, as is also mentioned in the succeeding verses which will come, he would every day chant 1 lakh names of Lord, that is 64 rounds. 3 hours he would narrate the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to all the devotees there. He would offer 1,000 obeisances to Lord Krishna, and he would offer 2,000 obeisances to all the devotees. And any devotee he saw, he would embrace them. And there are few pastimes which are described in Bhakti Ratnakar by Narahari Chakravarti Thakur, which are very, very nice to hear, and which show how much absorption Raghunath Das Goswami had in his bhajan. Like for us, normally, there are three things which I find where, you know, devotees feel sleepy. One is like when you sit in Bhagavatam class, soon, you know, you start feeling sleepy. Second is, like, if you japa you're doing, many times you feel sleepy. Third thing is, many times when you're reading scriptures, then soon after, your eyes become heavy. But there are three things which in our movement I see people never fall asleep. One is, you know, when they are hearing about Vaishnavas, like when you hear about pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, I never find anybody sleeping when you're hearing pastimes of Srila Prabhupada or any such great devotee, great devotees who established ISKCON, or about the great acharyas. And second thing is in kirtan. Kirtan is something which attracts everybody, you know, from children to old people. Nice kirtan can really enliven us. And third is, of course, prasadam. But if we see Raghunath Das Goswami, how much his absorption was there. I mean, he would eat, it's described, he would just take buttermilk, which would come in like a small leaf cup. That's all he would take. And sometimes, you know, he was so busy in his bhajan that he would forget to take it. I mean, many times we forget to, you know, read, we may postpone our japa later in the day, but we never forget taking prasadam. It has to be on time. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he was so absorbed that he would forget taking prasad. He would sleep he would sleep hardly 1.5 hours, and sometimes he would forget sleeping. So it's mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar that one time Raghunath Das Goswami, he was busy doing his chanting near Radhakund. And Sanatan Goswami, he saw like two tigers come and drink water from Radhakund. Just near Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami didn't realize that. And then Sanatan Goswami saw that Krishna appeared with a stick just to make sure that the tigers, they don't harm Raghunath Das Goswami. But we see the exalted nature of our Goswamis. They're so great. So Sanatan Goswami, being like in a way a spiritual master of Raghunath Das Goswami, he chastised Raghunath Das Goswami that, what are you doing? What is the purpose of our bhajan? Our bhajan is to please, to serve Radha Krishna, not to engage them in our service. When you were chanting, you know, Krishna had to come and, you know, stand here and look after your well-being. Please build a bhajan kutir for yourself. But Raghunath Das Goswami, he said, yes, I'll do that. But he was so engrossed, he didn't want to do all this construction and anything. So he continued like that. And another time it's mentioned, like, it was month of Jeshth, so it was the summer months. It was really, really hot. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was really busy in chanting. He didn't realize, he was not feeling the heat of the summer. But then Sanatan Goswami, he saw that, you know, Radharani appeared, and with her outer garment she was shading Raghunath Das Goswami. She was herself sweating. And in the evening, when the sun sunshine became less intense, then she went away. So at that time, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he really chastised Raghunath Das Goswami, and then he built a bhajan kutir. So to summarize, like, we can see from Raghunath Das Goswami's, there are many, many other pastimes, but I think we're running out of time now. So to summarize, three lessons, very important lessons which we can learn is like Raghunath Das Goswami's intense desire to get shelter of Krishna. We should similarly aspire in our own lives how we can attain the shelter of the Lord in this very life, not wait, not postpone our bhajan, how we can, you know, really become determined to take shelter of devotees, to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books. And the second thing is like how without the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu, how without the mercy of devotees, we can never attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even like Raghunath Das Goswami, he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a couple of times before and he wanted to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he didn't get relieved from the bondage until he served associates of Sri Chaitanya, Nityanand Prabhu, and got the mercy of Nityanand Prabhu. So similarly, we can follow the same principle in our own lives, that without serving the devotees, many of the exalted devotees are sitting here, without having service attitude, it's not possible for us to attain the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what to speak of Radharani and Krishna. And the third thing which we learn is like absorption in our own sadhana, that how we should be carefully chant our prescribed rounds, and if possible chant more, how we should increase our own amount of sadhana every day, both in quantity and quality. Then we have some hope that one day we'll get mercy of Nityanand Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If there are any comments, corrections, questions.